Aren't we, Dr. Benny?
Show presented by Neutral Medical.
Hey, no, wimps. 818-818. And you're a female general in the Army of Truth.
Well,
you're like Deborah in the ancient Army of Israel.
Work at it, I'll tell
you. I bet you do. You're amazing. Even when you're sick as a dog, you're still out there pushing the last drop of your oxygen to through the right brain cell to get through these knuckleheads, how dangerous things are.
Yeah. People only
We going live. Your words will go out, and even if you can't move quickly to the bathroom, your words will go quickly around the world. How's that? Funny, hey?
That's one for the books.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Your words will rain down from the satellites. We are on. This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and we have Dr. Betty Martini. So far, we haven't got Dr. Ila, but September was the Aspartame Awareness Month. Now, Dr. Betty, I consider you a female general in the Army of Truth. We are not wimps. We're not even just kind of average troops. We are the Delta Force of Truth. And what's going on right now is a concerted and a willed extinction-level event with an actual purposeful insertion of toxics, sweet, what we call genocides that cause sterility, brain damage, and cancer of aspartame, Splenda, Aventame, azosulfam, sodium cyclamate, etc., and then other cotoxic excitotoxins like Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxin and How They Kill. Dr. Blaylock's book is well worth getting it. You can do it online. Find it. We got Dr. Joe. Thank you, Dr. Joe, for coming on. We have a situation right now.
I was taking care of my kiddo. Got delayed there. Yep.
We have a situation now where they're spreading more and more what they call food toxins in our diet. In fact, even medicines now, they're adding aspartame, which is made by the company now out of Japan, Ajinomoto, is generating this. Japan should actually shut it down because usually they're rational and kind of ethical people. Ajinomoto should say, we're no longer going to manufacture this stuff even if we lose money. Number two, the European Food Safety Agency has to get a clue. The FDA here in America we need to sue the individual agents and the individual functionaries that think it's a good idea to sterilize the population and to reduce the population. Just like this lady we talked about in the last hour, her name is Lizzie, I don't have her last name. She's actually a LaRouche person that went on after there was a conference with AOC, one we call her occasional cortex, pushing her green agenda. And she said, no, things are so bad. They're so bad, we can't just kind of do all these other things. We got to start eating babies like this. This Swedish politician or professor said, we have to start eating babies. Now, I'm going to put on hold my baby burger order. But I got to tell you, when they're telling that they're going to put this aspartame, for example, or any other name of an excitotoxin into your medicine even, besides your food, and even medicines for kids with ADD and ADHD where their blood-brain barriers are inflamed, this is not just evil. This is a form of toxic genocide. Now, you have to understand, we've got to stop saying that this is an evil. One of the things that we had with Dr. Monti about 2 months ago, he's a psychiatrist. He couldn't believe that this was actually evil. Now, the word evil is live, L-I-V-E, backwards. You have to understand, people, the evil on Earth is transdimensional and exoplanetary. Now, it's completely consistent with the Bible. That's why I had an interesting comment to my videos this week. It said, UFOs are demons. Duh, you got it. You got it, people, and they're no longer, they don't exist. This is just an anomaly. No. You need to understand our world leaders are avatared by these devils. When somebody from the FDA makes a comment to Major General, Dr. Betty Martini, and says that, hey, of course this is going to sterilize people and reduce the population, you have to understand, they're actually so bold, they'll actually tell you that they're mass murderers. Dr. Betty, can you fill in some details here? Because people need a grasp. We're not just playing around with this. This is the final war for the human race. This is it. This is not a warm-up. This is it, isn't it?
Well, it's not only it. It's written down in paper. It's on formula. It's explained in medical text. It's shown in movies by world experts. It's not something that you can say, oh, well, this is actually not exactly what we're talking about. Oh, yes, it is. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
And if you should, you know, mention certain of the chemicals that they are mixing it together, you would say, of course. Oh, my goodness, formaldehyde. Yes. That's a class A carcinogen, and that causes cancer, and that's been proven. And here's the record on it, and it's converted from methanol, a severe metabolic poison. Here it is in the record, and this is free methyl alcohol, free methyl alcohol. And it goes on through all, as you go on and on and on. It goes further. I mean, you take, you heard about excitotoxins, the taste that kills. Well, what do you think an excitotoxin is but something that stimulates neurons of the brain to death? I mean, it is well known. Now you're going to mix that over here with the methanol that mixes with the formaldehyde. And then you've got the diketokyperazine, the entire molecule breaks down to this brain tumor agent. And so they did studies on it and by industry. And what do you think that this study that breaks down the brain tumor agent did, but broke down to brain tumors? And they couldn't hide it. There was no way to hide it. So what do you think that they did? Actually, the FDA themselves tried to have them indicted for fraud because it was causing brain tumors, and they were excising the brain tumors and putting them back in the study. And then when the brain tumors would die, then they would resurrect them on paper. So they were committing, you know, all these fraudulent things. I mean, and I could go on and on and on. So you can't, the whole point of it is that you can't say, oh, well, all this couldn't be true. Well, maybe this just a little bit, but not this. But the actual facts are so true that there's nothing that you can't show them. All you've got to do, you can take a great big table, and you can list all the ingredients. You can list all the chemical analysis. You can list all the studies. You can also show that almost 100% of independent scientific peer-reviewed studies show these things. I mean, they're all there. And then that was that study was done by Dr. R. Walton. And if you take away the 92%, I mean, if you what you've got left is enough to that if you remove these studies that are left, all you've got are the ones that the FDA got involved in, as the FDA changed hands. So that all you've got, the only thing that you've got that shows something that doesn't show cancer, you know, are the ones that had something to do with those involved with cancer. So it's all there, every single bit of it. And then you say, oh, well, we've got all these big agencies. We've got we've got the European Food Safety Authority, We've got the World Health Organization, which incidentally has just done another study and shown all about his cancer. The thing of it is that then if you lead down further and you want to find out more about these studies, you found out that they weren't done by them at all, that they were just food block, where you went. So, for instance, when I lectured in New Zealand and they showed me some things, they said, oh, look at all these things. See how safe these are. And I said, excuse me, but this is not correct. And that was the European Food Safety Authority. And so they said, oh, but look at this. See, this will show you it's correct. But that was not the case either. So what it was that all the different studies that came out all were traced back to the FDA. And in the end, they said, okay, we do have to admit that they were blocked around the world. We just copied whatever the FDA said is what we used. So nobody were doing studies that were actually showing safety. And then you've got this incredible new study that was talking about the original studies and how they went and showed that the original studies were false, that they showed that what they were showing was that studies done on aspartame, no matter where you went, showed that they were false, and that they had just put out these numbers. And guess who it was put out? But, you know, by who? World Health Organization. So it didn't matter how high up the ladder it went. It's still at the very, very top of the ladder. They finally, in the end, had to admit that it showed cancer. And, of course, cancer is a carcinogen and violates the Delaney Amendment. So here you've got this problem that it makes it against the law. And so Dr. Adrian Groves told Congress, he said, look, this shows cancer violates the Delaney Amendment. And if this is so the problem that we have is that aspartame is illegally against the law because of this violation, and they shouldn't have been able to even set an reliable daily dose at all because of the fact that it's against the law. And if the FDA has said all this and proved all this, that they have proven that aspartame is on the market, not legally, and, you know, should be taken off the market. So even here's the head investigator of the FDA saying that if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the people? And I'm quoting almost identically word for word from the record. And if you want to read it, you can go to our website, www.mpwhi.com, and you can read the congressional record, or you can read it in another article by the National Health Federation.
Exactly. Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Betty.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores. Or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are we starting off?
Yeah, we're ready to go back. Come back.
We're doing
it. So Dr. Betty, Dr. Elin, I'd like to ask a tough question. You're a brilliant young doctor. You're basically coming out of hospitalist medicine. And you're going to mutate as time like I did. You know, my background, I did internal medicine, family medicine, intensive care, ICU. I did every kind of surgery except open heart and brain, trauma burn unit, immunotoxicology, and even worked as a federal government support person for Operation Topoff and Dark Winter regarding radiological and biological terrorism. And I've been doing functional medicine because I was an environmentalist before I went into medicine. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 50 years ago. And I would, basically because I had advanced biochemical training, they always warned me in medical school, you might ask tough questions that are embarrassing to our professors. Please don't do that. And do you think Dr. Deagle heeded that? I was born without the shut-up gene. I was born to be a social idiot, which I am. I was born to actually tick people off because I love people, but I don't care if they spit on me. I want people to understand the problem right now we have is we have gutless medical doctors. We have gutless industry that's corrupt. We have a gutless non-scientific people to publish articles. I'd say 2% of the articles published by medical doctors in a regular, we call staid journals, like the New England Journal of Medicine, 2% are worth reading. The rest of it should be used for starting your fireplace. Now, why do I say that? I say because I think if anybody was going to actually be a problem solver, they need to defend a medical integrative functional medicine PhD before they graduate medicine with 3 more years of training in immunotoxicology, stealth infectious disease, intermediate metabolism, and epigenetics. And that includes more advanced knowledge of all the other lab tests available around the world, and they should be completely competent in reading any kind of imaging study or new technology. So, for example, down the road, we're going to have imaging studies that are going to allow us to do what's called quantum scans, just like the field ion scanner that Nikola Tesla, that was conceived partly by Tesla, but actually was conceived by Linus Pauling, which I designed 6 years ago with a radiologist in Los Angeles. What you have to understand is I'm a problem solver, and so I tick people off. I raise questions that I don't know. I mean, but if you don't walk through the valley of stupid and ignorance, you'll never rise to the mountain or the tower of wisdom. And the problem is, right now, we have unwise people that are trying to pretend that there are medical gods, including the medical systems. We have a healthcare system that's broken and needs to be fixed. I mean, I'm sure even as a hospitalist, you see that you have a lot of people on drugs. I got a call a couple of days ago about a gentleman who took Entresto, which is a miracle drug for heart failure, and the copay when you get to the donut is around $300 or $400 just for one couple of months. And his reaction was he got a migratory bullous erythematous dermatosis that caused his joints and his nerves to go on fire, and eventually caused his scrotum to swell up so much he couldn't get around his home except with a walker. Now you got to understand, if a drug doesn't have a side effect, it probably doesn't have an effect. And the problem is, you see, we don't even test the genetic SNPs of people to see whether or not they're more likely to not be able to detox. If you're an elderly person, your capacity to detox a specific drug may be blocking you something as simple like back in Georgia back in, this is 1987, I worked the ICU there as well as internal medicine and the emergency department and the burn unit. And we had one guy I put in the ICU that actually had a cardiac conduction blockade because he took a histamine blocker that had the same phase 2 detox pathways as a cardiac drug, so he went into heart block. In other words, because he took this particular antihistamine. Now, do you think the average doctor knows how to figure that out? Of course, they're knuckleheads. They're not MDs, they're MDSs. They're medical drug salesmen. Now, it's really sad to me that the same thing goes with our politicians. They try to pretend that they're best and brightest. They're usually the lowest scum of the earth. Look at Nancy Pelosi. The lady looks like she's got pre-dementia. She can't even keep names straight. Look at Joe Biden. He doesn't even know what state he's in. Now, we got an anomaly. We have Mr. Trump, who's probably got an IQ of 160, but the problem is he's a real good builder. He doesn't have any areas of expertise, and in fact, they compartmentalize government so much, he doesn't know what the heck's going on in other departments. Now, he has done some good things in healthcare. I just announced today on Medicare. And he wants to solve problems, but he needs people like us to give him solutions. The first thing is, you got to fix the healthcare system, number one. Stop feeding people drugs, for example, kids with ADD, drugs that actually have aspartame in them. How the hell can you repair the blood-brain barrier and neurotransmitter myelination delays in a child with Asperger's or autism or ADD, ADHD if you're giving them aspartame-laced pills that are the so-called pills to correct their attention deficit disorder? I mean, it's just freaking ridiculous.
Or and put physical education back into schools as a requirement.
Well, it's not just clinical education. I want them to defend.
Oh, physical education.
Here's what I want. I don't want to have multiple guest questions run by people that think they're really brilliant. I always knew that when I was answering the test for a question, depending on the IQ and the knowledge base of the person making the test questions, if you couldn't psychologically analyze the test maker, you're always going to screw up and make the wrong answer. You found it out yourself probably, right? Now, I got an IQ well over 200, so when a test maker's got an IQ of 140 and he's putting a real smart question because he's got limited knowledge, if I don't psychologically figure out what the hell he's trying to say in the question, I'm probably going to give a wrong answer, and I'll therefore fail that test item. Now, this is how things are set up. I call it maggot university. If the professor defecates intellectually and you eat their defecation and you defecate intellectually on your paper or your multiple guest question and it smells, looks, and tastes like the defecation of your professor, you pass. You have been defecated into the higher intellectual priority of a ninth-level maggot. How's that? You've finished and graduated to high-level maggot university. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, I'm an anomaly. When I got tested in grade 9, I finished the test one-third of the time, and Mr. Brumwell said, Deagle, we've never met anybody like you. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, don't tell the other freaking kids or they'll beat me to death, because I was in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, which is a naval town. Word got out, and I had to get back and forth to school by taxi to the door. They would beat me to death. Now, I was a good little fighter. One-on-one, man, I smash your teeth down your throat. But you got a gang of 5 or 10 kids, you're going to get seriously mangled. Okay? Now, you got to understand, I'm a fighter. But I'm getting more clever in my tactics. And I have an attitude, I believe in what's called shockucation. And I think Dr. Betty does too. You don't try to educate people. You don't try to be nice. This nice thing is BS. You got to take somebody by the throat and shake the hell out of them intellectually and change their worldview, or they're going to think, oh, well, that's just your opinion, Dr. Deagle. No, it's not. When you have evidence like Dr. Betty has over years, I mean, she has so much evidence, it's like having a munitions depot of evidence. You know, she literally, if these were bombs, she could start a world war with the information she has about aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, sodium cyclamate, MS, you know. Look at all the experts like Dr. Russell Blaylock, Excitotoxins That Kill, etc., his book. This is not open to any damned opinion out there. If you have one and you think you want to mess with Dr. Deagle on air, God help you. That's why I don't get callers. I'm afraid to call. If I call, Deagle will take me apart. Yes, I will do an intellectual vivisection on you with my intellectual bone saws, lasers, and scalpels. Okay? Now, if you're decent and you're nice and you ask a question like a good 3 or 5 or 10-year-old and want to know the answer, I'll tell you a straight-up answer. If you want to teach me, you can teach me. If you've got evidence and you got grade 3, but you have a decent heart and you've gone through something like a toxic reaction to something like Advantame or aspartame, I want to hear it. I am educatable, but let me tell you, I cannot play with cognitive dissonance. So there's a lot of morons out there that don't have any problem with 2 or 3 or 5 different things in their brain that actually conflict with each other. My brain can't. The only reason why I'm smart is because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. That's it. It's a qualitative difference in the way my brain was structured by the Most High God. You know why? He made me like my ancestor Moses. So when he saw the anomaly of his own flesh and blood, you know, the Egyptians killing a fellow Hebrew, He killed that guard, and he had to head off to the valley of the Midian. Well, I didn't head up to the valley. I'm not interested in having a license in this country. This country is disgusting in terms of health care and many other things. It's the country where the mark of the beast is going to come from is America. That's why even an anomaly like Trump who got in, he needs good advisors. He's got bad people around a lot of them. Some of you get rid of a few of them, like giant lightning bolt. But why are we still having aspartame? Why is this still a discussion? Dr. Bell, you've been at this for like almost 30 years, haven't you? Why, with all the battling and all the truth you brought forward, is any company making food, like even with Cinemex, which is from fetal cell lines, or adding aspartame, or now taking and making conventional medicines for kids with ADD breaking down their blood-brain barrier more, why do they think this is a decent thing to do? Why do they think that this criminal activity of what we call pharmacide, you know, it says in the book of Revelation 9, and they would not repent of our pharmakia. If you take the Greek, it means pharmacy. This is a toxic pharmacy of death. This is a, if you do a little screw tape letters, dear Lord Satan, Aspartame Awareness Month has done very little for the people of Earth. They're still drinking it. Their brains are being fried. They're dying early of brain cancer. We're seeing children aborted spontaneously. Oh, it's so glorious, Lord Satan. That's what's happening. You think we're making this up? Your comments, Dr. Elin. Go ahead.
I don't know where to begin.
Shockucation. Shockucation.
You mentioned, you know, our healthcare system, and I think that's a topic of intense debate. I mean, everybody's got an opinion about it. I think there is no healthcare system possible to deal with the problems that we have, and the problems that we have are only solvable by
individuals
the factors feeding into them, which is our diet, which is like you say, the toxins in our food, the carcinogens in our water, the study from the Helion Journal that just came out a couple weeks ago. I don't think we can wave our finger at the healthcare system and say, oh, it's all your fault.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Let me explain.
Let me explain,
okay? Doctors will give you, for example, I'll give you a good example of how this is really bad. I got a panic call last week from one of my doctors, who's a new doctor I've been in contact, just north of San Diego, who advised me that all the doctors in California that gave you vaccine waivers. Now, some of these doctors are being very clever. They do a gene snip analysis. If you got a 5-methylfolate reductase gene snip, it means you're also not going to be able to methylate to remove aluminum or mercury or heavy metals from your body very efficiently. Do you know that? The average child, if they get all 17 vaccines by the time they're 18, they've accumulated over 2,000 micrograms of aluminum in their body. Do you know that? 2,000 micrograms. And the body's not going to believe it. That's not even including mercury or any other heavy metals or toxic chemicals that attach to body proteins and make them immunogenic. So when we say we can't save the healthcare, the problem is, If you don't educate a plumber to know how to set something up properly, like a gas line, it's not surprising when the gas line explodes and your hose burns down. The problem is we are purposely not educating. In fact, they told me when I went to medical school, we're a little worried that you have a PhD in chemistry before you went into medicine, Dr. Deagle. You're like bringing in a live, you know, a live weapon intellectually into the theater with uneducated medical students who've got first-year organic chemistry only. They actually said that to me. They had the nerve to say it, okay? So, there's two things I learned in emergency back almost 40 years ago. There's things called accidents and on purpose. The situation we have right now isn't on purpose. The drug companies don't want doctors that can actually problem solve, like you're a smart doctor. So you're kind of gradually, step by step, realizing you've been told a lie. There's a medical liocracy. They don't want to tell you the truth about the fact that we could cut down on the amount of drugs if we increase the use of nutraceuticals and non-toxic food. We wonder why we have kids with brain allergy crossing the blood-brain barrier, and why they got ADD. If they eat something they're allergic to, it screws up the neurotransmitters in their myelin, in their brain. The reason is, it's not an accident. So now I'm going to blame them, but I'm going to blame them kind of like in an obtuse way. I'm going to blame them for the fact that they haven't armed people with an intellect. I don't see educational institutions or even churches teaching people to have even a biblical intellect. And then even some of these experts that push things like, we're going to have the rapture. What are you talking about? Do you read the Aramaic Bible? The rapture is to take evil out and throw it into the valley of Gehenna. It's not to take good out and look down. Don't look down, man. Things are really bad down there on earth. No. What we have right now is a situation where we have somebody with small intention, and he has the same bloodline as me and my mother's side. And my father's side, he has, and his mother's side is McLeod's, which are fighters. And Trump, some of the good things about him, even if he's uninformed, he's trying to do the right thing. And he just got bad advisors. But if he had Dr. Elin, Betty and some other experts, he would move very quickly to ban aspartame and all these toxic excitotoxin sweeteners. And the medical system would insist you have to defend a medical PhD before you graduate. If you didn't pass a medical PhD, you can't practice.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
So we're coming back, and Dr. Betty, I want you to make your comments. My walking orders for getting people to actually solve this problem are, number one, write your politicians, but start suing everybody that you can think of. Sue the drug companies that make this, the diet drinks. Sue the pharmaceutical companies. Sue your politicians who won't regulate properly. Sue the FDA. Who's this guy in the FDA that made these comments about, hey, it's a good idea to sterilize and dumb down the population by these things, and that's what we're supposed to be doing anyway. It's like the comment by Lizzie. who's actually doing it as a parody, at a meeting with AOC, which is, I referred to her name as Absent a Cortex. And AOC was so betaken by it, she couldn't even respond and say, no, we don't want to eat babies yet, she said. Believe it or not, we don't need to eat babies yet. I have to put off my order for my baby burger. Now, she was making a parody on this, saying, it's too late. We can't save the planet unless we eat babies, which is what this Norwegian, Swedish professor said. We have to start eating children, or we're not going to save the planet. Now, if you don't get it that this is the end of the age for the human race, when we have AI coming, when we have genetic engineers, superhumans are going to build in China, they're doing it right now. Do you know that? Do you know that they want AI so that they don't even know how to have eyes and ears in a few years' time? Now, we're talking about a year or two away, not decades. Do you realize how late an hour is when our healthcare wants Bernie Sanders, a full-faced communist? He's not a socialist. The same with Elizabeth, what we call Liarwatha. Do you like that name? I've changed her name from Hiawatha to Liarwatha. Pretty good, hey? Liarwatha wants you to submit to anything they want.
Pictures. I mean, we're starting to see pictures of some of the most horrible things. You know,
this is the end of the age.
It's just a normal thing, so that growing.
You and I are both we're wise and not yet elderly, but we're getting there. But let me put it this way: the Lord is not tarrying much longer. This is the end of the road. And you out there, if you think, well, I just want to disrespect Eagle or Dr. Betty and her Aspartame Awareness Month. By the way, your website is Mission Possible World Health International. MPWHI.com, right? Now, we post up articles, and we had our experts we're going to have back on the program, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I'll be getting the experts on from National Vaccine Information Center. But to be honest with you, if you're going to opine, that's a legal term, and I'm a medical legal expert, as well as I could get a law degree probably in a year if I went online, because that's how long I've been doing the law. We got to understand out here, people say they have an opinion. They don't. They have an attitude. An opinion requires logic and evidence and facts to back it up. You have a battalion of facts. But you know what hasn't resulted? You know why? We need to start suing the politicians. We need to start suing the drug companies. We need to start suing the food manufacturers. We need to start suing anybody involved, even peripherally, with allowing this garbage to go, including the insurance carriers, to even pay for the drugs. And we do that, basically, I'll shut down real quick, because a few thousand people filing pro se litigation actions with no damn lawyer. The lawyers are the problem. That's why most of our politicians, 85% of them, are lawyers. It's sickening. And the reason why we suffer? We're dumb enough to continue the same political system. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's like trying to turn a car, and the engine will never turn over. So your comments, Dr. Elid and Dr. Betty, as we move into the next few weeks, I'm hoping Trump is going to get a clue. He wants to fix health care. He did some good things on Medicare. That's great. But you got to start fixing the structural things. You can't be feeding people toxic food and expecting to rescue them afterward by lots of very expensive health care. The best way to actually stop a walking debt that's a two-legged debt, boop, 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 75-year-old male walking, is to make him 95 years old and still volunteering and healthy. Make them 105. Make them 125. Make them run a race at 130 and win a chess championship against his great-grandchild. That's what we need. We don't need more BS, healthcare, toxic polypharmacy, more surgical procedures, more radiation, and more knuckleheads that thinks it's a good idea to make sure seniors are sick first and dead soon. Your comments. Go ahead.
It's also evident as far as it being the most in the United States, right here, where they're exposing it and experiencing it and admitting it, and it's here, and everybody seems to be afraid to do anything about it.
I think the word fear is not a good term for it. You know what I call it? I call it vicious ignorance. Vicious. You know what vicious ignorance is? I've had people who interacted, relatives, friends, colleagues, and the first thing they do is they're like a wild animal. They go, and they bare their teeth and they growl at you intellectually, thinking somehow you're going to back down. You got to understand, growling at Deagle just makes me, like, paw on the ground, makes me madder.
Well, and I know that.
I want people to understand this. You need to get a backbone out there. I'll give you a free backbone transplant. If you listen to the show after a while, you're going to get mad as hell, like that movie Network. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. They take their TV and throw it out the window. They need to realize the agenda is to shorten their lives, to ruin their health, and to kill them. And they think we're making this up. Well, that's just your opinion, Dr. Deagle. What's wrong with you when you got a guy with a bone saw on your leg, chopping your legs off while you're watching TV, and you can hear the pain of the bone, and then, and you still don't believe he's trying to chop your legs off? What the hell's wrong with you? Right?
Yeah, you understand it, and you see it, and it's obvious, and this it's so documented. But
well, it's a worldview issue. There's a left and the right side of the brain, and there's what's called spirit words. Spirit words change your worldview. That's why the most powerful thing you can do is prayer. You know why prayer is? Because prayer empties out your intellect and your ego. And once you get your ego and your intellect emptied, you can actually ask good questions, and God fills you back up with the truth. You know, Jesus said, "Will I find faith when I return to the earth?" You know what faith is? Faith is the substance of things not yet received. If you praise God and you ask simple questions like a child, intellectually on anything, whether it's your health or geopolitics, God will fill you up with seeking the better questions, because the answers come as like watering a flower, like a lotus flower of truth, with the better question, and it'll just open up to you. So basically, don't seek answers, even in the Bible. Seek better questions. And realize the Bible interprets itself, 2 Peter 2:10, the same thing as intellectual. The science of science can intellectually open up the truth if you just ask better questions. What are the anomalies? Oh, well, why did aspartame suddenly increase the rate of ADD and ADHD? Why is aspartame causing people to have seizures or absence spells? What imaging studies can we do to confirm that? Or organic acid levels of metabolites in their brain? This is not open to opinion. You don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial either. As people say, well, Dr. Deagle, can you prove that? I'm working with labs, and the next few weeks I'll have the lab nailed down. They can do HSA, human serum albumin, antibody titer of aspartame and other toxic sweeteners. So you can actually do a blood test, and it'll tell me, oh, you got an antibody that attacks that, but it won't just attack the sweetener. It'll attack your blood-brain barrier. It'll attack your heart, your blood vessel walls, your DNA. People don't get it. This is all by design. Please continue.
It's too small a molecule to be antigenic.
No, it works separately. Let me explain. When you have a small molecule like these tripeptides, they generate free radicals, and they actually attach to other peptides.
Exactly.
What they do is when they attach by free radical linkage, they then increase the immunogenicity of it. For example, we did a study back in 1980 with Dr. Chung and Vijayani when they were working on our postdoctoral fellowship at UCLA. And I sent hundreds of people that had exposure with toluene diisocyanate. It's fast-drying paint. And I saw people coming to my office in Colorado, Calgary, that had his bundle studies, cancer, dementia, all kinds of stuff, impotence at 29, 30. And when you look at their HSA antibody titer against the chemical attaches to the protein and makes the protein more immunogenic. So don't say it's too small. If it's small enough to change its quaternary structure or induce free radicals, it's going to be immunogenic, whether it's heavy metal or toxic chemical. In fact, that's what we do. We take foreign matter, and we give shots or vaccines. We take foreign protein matter. We try to make them immunogenic by attaching heavy metals and toxic chemicals. So your immune system goes haywire. And we think that by creating antibodies, which just tag a pathogen, it doesn't kill them. It only tags them. It's like putting a laser light on them. Somehow this prevents illness. It doesn't. Usually you get the wrong strain. This year they even announced they had the wrong strain even for the flu. And even if you got an antibody, it doesn't mean you're going to be protected. It just means you've tagged it. If you don't have active macrophages that kill the virus off with superoxide and anion radical, 100 million degrees, and other things that are going to kill the pathogen, if the pathogen sticks its tongue and goes, blah, you can't get me. But the people don't get that. These so-called vaccomaniacs think that you have to vaccinate. Well, it's the combination of, say, toxic pesticides, genetically modified food, toxic sweeteners. Now we have e-toxins in the air with Wi-Fi networks and smart grid, and then pretty soon e-toxins from 5G network and soon 6G. These e-toxins switch off your DNA. What do you think is going to happen? Sickness first, then death comes after. Your comments, Dr. Elid and Dr. Betty. Because to me, I think it's the end of the world. If Trump gets in and we don't get through to Mick Mulvaney and Trump and him and Huawei, which is a Chinese company, keep pushing this, on top of all the toxic sweeteners like aspartame, Advantame, etc., and MSG and all its congeners are similar, the human race is finished. We're going to go out with a wimp and a bang. Maybe we'll even have a nuclear war on top of it. But they're first going to fry the brains. That's why the IQ is dropping of the average millennial is 7 points lower than just a decade ago. They're not as smart as we were in our 70s, in 1970s or 80s. They're not. They've all tried
to even. Even admitted by CDC. I mean, outright saying, right. You know, that our...
Well, right. This is, of course, I don't like the IQ test. I think it should be an inquisitive index rather than a little playing video games and working out puzzles. But the most important thing is, does your intellect seek anomalies and does it break down super concepts to sub concepts? And there's a way of actually measuring that. It doesn't matter what type of database it is. I know how to do that. That's why I have brainer size exercises. I'm putting together some videos to explain people how to do what I call brain CrossFit. What do you think of that? Brain CrossFit.
Well, I think that it's gotten down to the place that people have to eat a certain different foods.
Yeah, but it's so hard, though. Unless you've got a magnifying lens and you spend hours in the grocery store to try to find a food that's not toxic. For example, I found out recently that even so-called grass-fed beef, the last month or so they have them, they fatten them up with grains, and the grains are a lot of genetically modified, so there are arachidonic acid levels that go into orbit, which are pro-inflammatory. So as much as we think we're doing the right thing, these maniacs in the environment, and of course they're feeding a lot of the animals that we think that are good, genetically modified food or food that has fracked water that has biotoxins in it, like xenoestrogens.
So we eat the flesh of animals. The farmer shared something really important with me about beef.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when you're looking at meat, and you can tell what the cow has been eating based on how the fat looks, do you know what color the fat is if the cow's been eating grains?
I think it's, is it yellow?
Well, it's flipped. So it's white if the cow has been eating grains, and it's yellow if the cow has been eating grass.
And it's yellow if it's grass, right?
So you can tell. You can just go to the store, and if it's white, don't buy it. If the fat's white, don't buy it. Period.
Right. Yeah. Well, as white as I like seeing the light, because you are going to die when you eat that beef. My body's so detoxed now, I can't eat totally grass-fed beef. If I eat non-grass-fed, my body goes in haywire. Warning, warning, Will Robinson. You're eating something that's killing you. So, you know, I could even shock your occasion. Don't try to be nice to other your neighbors or friends and doctors. Do try to change your behavior, but the most important thing is get that course on how to win in court. Start suing. Listen to Dr. Betty. Go to our website, Mission Impossible, World Health International, MPWHI.com. Thank you, Dr. Ela, Dr. Betty. Amazing. We'll be back next week. And if you want help, just try up a call to NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. With time windows, you want me to call you back? I'll give you starter protocols. And if you think I don't know how to solve any problem, try me. I'm here for you. The intellectual Spider-Man awaits. Thank you. Which was most appropriate because